Section B. What can we do to prepare for the worst?
Section B, Activity 1B. Read the first paragraph of the text. What do you think happened to Tilly Smith and her family next? Then read the rest of the text to check your answer.
How one girl saved many lives. On the 26th of December 2004, Tilly Smith, a 10-year-old English schoolgirl, and her family were on holiday in Phuket, Thailand. Everyone was enjoying the beautiful weather that morning. Some people were swimming in the sea, and some were relaxing on the beach. But while Tilly was walking along the beach with her family, she noticed something strange. Thick white froth was forming on top of the waves. Next, she saw that the waves were coming in instead of going out. Just then, she remembered something important. 2 weeks before, her geography teacher had explained that earthquakes under the sea could create dangerous waves called tsunamis.
I know what's going to happen. There's going to be a big wave,
Tilly cried. Unfortunately, her family didn't believe her and wanted to continue their walk. However, Tilly refused to take a single step further. Finally, her mother decided to continue the walk alone, and the rest of her family returned to the hotel. Back at the hotel, Tilly's father told a security guard about the tsunami. The security guard was shocked. He knew about the huge earthquake in nearby Indonesia. It meant that a tsunami was possible. He jumped into action right away and rushed to get people off the beach. Everyone began to panic. People were screaming and running as fast as they could when they saw a huge wall of water coming from the sea. Tilly was right. Her mother was one of the last people on the beach, but thankfully, her family made it to safety just as the water hit the hotel. The 2004 tsunami caused over 200,000 deaths, but no one on the beach died that day. This true story shows how a single lesson could mean the difference between life and death. Thanks to her knowledge and quick thinking, one schoolgirl was able to save over 100 lives.